Charles Fay is our history expert. Charles, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark.
First of all, the US presidential election. Do you think in generations, being an historian, that they're going to look back on this one and just think, what the hell was going on then?
I think they are. It's an amazing result. We're still waiting, aren't we?
I know that Donald Trump is the supreme optimist, but at the same time, I think trying to get them to call to stop counting probably is not necessarily in line with the traditional Democratic approach to it, is it?
No, it's not. And he doesn't have the right to, I suppose. It's left in. It's the states who call the end to counting. So
yeah,
I think just ignore him.
Well, yeah, exactly. We will know fairly shortly, but it's a tight one, that's for sure. Talking of presidents, thought with that in mind, it might be interesting to look at a president who made a very brief but unheralded visit to Central Victoria. Of course, he wasn't a president then. We're talking about Herbert Hoover.
Yeah, Herbert Hoover, again, he was a one-term president who had the misfortune, not of COVID virus, but to come in to be president during the Great Depression. But as a young man, he went to work in the Western Australian gold mines. He'd been trained as a sort of mining geologist at Stanford University. And he came out to Western Australia, and right in the middle of the desert, he managed a mine called the Sons of Gwalia, and turned that from being a sort of... I suppose, a basket case into a paying proposition. And so, you know, in Western Australia, he became a very famous mining engineer, and he makes several trips to Australia. I suppose he runs the Gwalia mine in 1897-98, and he comes back to Australia several times and for long periods of time in the early 20th century.
Sure.
And one of those trips was to examine the mines at Creswick.
Right. When he was doing all this too, I was just sort of working out with my very, very rudimentary mathematical skills. He was only quite young, like mid-20s.
Oh, mid-20s. I mean, for example, when he left Australia, he was managing a mine in China with about 6,000 workers, you know. So, God. Yeah, very young man.
Yeah.
He makes his fortune very quickly because working with in Western Australia, he joins a firm called Buick Mooring mining engineers in England, and you know he's a principal advisor to them and suggests many ways of improving the Western Australian mines, introducing modern American technology, modern American methods of business. So the Western Australian mines had been sort of, I suppose, a scene of massive speculation, but Hoover puts them on a firmer, rational footing.
Right. So how did it come to be then that he was in Creswick?
Ah, well, the Creswick mines, which are known as Deep Lead Alluvial Mines, they were mines where in the 1880s, they mined what were known as buried rivers of gold. So you had to drain out the rivers and then get the gold out of them. Now, they made a fortune in the 1880s, but they fall, I suppose, the water becomes such a huge problem by the 1890s, they're abandoned. But as is the way with gold mining, some shrewd person tries to convince the British investors that these gold mines that had made a fortune in the 1880s were ripe for another fortune in the early 1900s. So a firm was floated in England to reopen the Creswick mines.
Right.
And so they sent, they reopened them and weren't getting very far, so they sent Herbert Hoover to inspect them. And he wasn't very impressed.
I was going to say, did he say, lads, you've done your dough, bad luck, see ya?
Well, yeah, basically he told them that what they'd purchased was the greatest pumping exercise in human history.
So he thought, oh, I've had enough of this mining business, I might go back and run the, biggest free country in the world.
Well, even before that, I mean, he does amazing work at the end of the First World War in sort of solving problems of famine. You know, after the First World War, several nations had their sort of rural industry devastated. Well, Hoover steps in and basically provides food for millions and millions of Europeans.
Right, gee. Interesting character, interesting story, and not an interesting outcome, though, for the mines in Creswick. But anyway, thanks very much, as always, Charles. Have a great week, and we'll talk next week.
Okay, see you, Mark.